My name is Ba Ya. I'm from Sydney. My name has changed to Paris Floyd for business reasons. I've been in the fashion industry for 20 years. I started when I was barely 21 years old.
So how do you find this fashion design so appealing to you, and what's the reason behind why you're taking this path?
As a young girl, the fashion industry is appealing because everybody wants to, you know, wear good clothing. I think part of the appeal in the field is that you get to travel quite a fair bit. So travelling took me to Los Angeles, London, New York, China. There is that glamour image involved in it. As you get older, the fashion industry becomes more of a business to you. And so for me, in the end, I fell in love with the business side of the product.
Could you explain a little bit about the fashion industry? How do you promote yourself to get known to the public? And how do you get a business to subsidize or to support you? Because you're just one out of many out there. So how do you get into this business?
Because it's so competitive, I think for someone to notice you, you have to have a different edge to your offer. And promoting it is doing it professionally, engaging in professional makeup artists and photographers to help you to have some very good image to put onto your website and your all your social sites. You have to be at the forefront of these social medias to get your message across. The other way is try and get some funding from either business partner or from the government. And you can do some programs with the local government to support you. So my involvement in that was Renew Australia is a program that is, what they do is they go to a retail area that's been neglected. And so they negotiate with the business owners to give us some retail space for very cheap, like $25 in rent a week. And so you can start doing it small in that way to get your name out there and to get your brand, for people to notice your brand. So, yeah, you can liaise with people who have programs like that to support small business.
It seems like a lot of work needs to be done before you actually put your name out there or your products out there. So in terms of fundraising, get someone to support you, how do you navigate through that?
First, there's a lot of work, you're right. So you have to have your own passion to persevere the times that are bad, and also to do a lot of the background work yourself. So you can't employ people to do everything for you. So you have to do from designing, pattern making, running to the sewers. Sometimes you could even sew yourself. So to cut down a lot of cost, unfortunately, in the beginning, you have to be sustainable by relying on yourself to do that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if people believe in your dream, then you could also go in partnership so that they can share some of the financial costs and also some of the labour time. But I think if you really want to do it and you really believe in yourself and you have the passion for it, then I think that, you know, you will find a way, even though there's a lot of work, a lot of money that you need to pour into it. But you can start small, because every small step that you take is going forward, is moving you forward to that direction of having your own brand and your own company.
Currently, are you setting up your own company?
I had my own business, and I had been selling lingerie in my own store. But since I've fallen pregnant and also having a baby, I've put it on hold for now. In the meantime, I am building up a website, but moving forward with my own fashion brand, I'm thinking more about sustainability, because there's a lot of wastage in this world already. I mean, a lot of products out there. And so the way forward, and also to fit in with the human, the culture, everybody's aware of being sustainable. Everybody's aware of wastage. And so I'm finding an angle that will suit, will align back with what the culture is needing, which is to have sustainable products. So sourcing materials that is sustainable, that is natural, and also then, of course, working with factories that don't use child labour, that have ethical values in place. And all these I'm finding that more and more consumers are aware of and will appreciate where the product has come from.
Currently, China and India are the world manufacturers, everyone might know. there's been a lot of competition of manufacturing over there by the Western investors. So their products, especially fashion, it's pretty cheap, a pretty reasonable price compared to what you mentioned that it might cost too much to run such a business. So how do you maintain yourself to be competitive in this environment?
When you first start off as a small business, I don't think that you can go international so quickly because China and India, they're huge factories that you have to deal with. And with these factories, they have minimums. So, for example, they might ask you to, for one style, you have to do 4,000 to 5,000 units per style. So you don't have that order from your buyers. And you don't probably have the financial to back it up. So my suggestion for small business is to start small from home. And also then you can control the quality. You can do a small quantity to test the market first so that you don't lose out too much. Once you have the confidence to deal with international factories and also you have the financial to back orders in, then by all means, you know, you can approach China and India. My suggestion would be that you go to other countries such as Vietnam or Cambodia, because their prices are cheaper than China now. Western world has been working with China for a long time. The cost of living has gone up and, you know, China factories, they've also advanced a lot in the last 20 years. So they demand a higher price and also the conditions that don't suit small business. For small business, you could also look at, you know, production in somewhere like Laos or countries like Cambodia where you don't have duty rates because you have to pay duty and tax on your garments coming into Australia. So that could also bring your costs down.
Those countries that you have mentioned, they might not have the labour protection laws or policies that might protect and not exploit those work in the countries.
Look, I think doing international business, you have to have finance behind you so that you can travel to the country to look at the factories, to make sure that they can do the quality that you want. If you go to good quality factories in China, you still need to travel anyway. And, you know, even though the quality is a little bit more certain, your pricing will be a lot more expensive as well. And your quantity, your minimum order quantity through production is higher. But if you're wanting to start small business, you can also work with smaller factories, even though it's a little bit more risky. But doing business, everything's risky, especially if you're doing international business. To do international business, you need to travel there. You need to look at production. You need to talk to the factories. You need to know exactly where your garments are being made at. So both ways, small factories or huge companies in China or India, I think that you have to be on the ground to look after your business.
What do you think that would contribute to your success?
For my own success, I think you really have to love it. You really have to love what you do. For me, I love lingerie, but I also love business and I love doing international trade with other countries and other people. You also have to love travelling, and the sacrifice of travelling is that, you know, you don't get to see your family as much or your friends as much. So, you know, you have to be prepared for the journey. For any business to succeed, I think you have to have perseverance so that you can ride out the lows. Because, you know, in business, not everything will go your way sometimes, and you will lose some and you will win some. And then also then, of course, celebrate and enjoy the highs. Yeah, so I think perseverance and passion for what you do is the success of any business.
In terms of financial prepared, how should you prepare financially?
Well, financially, you do your budget so that you can determine the size of your business. You can have a vision that you want, where you want for it to be very big, and that's great for that vision. But realistically, doing a budget, everybody should know how much they can spend on cost of running that business. So, you know, you can start small and you can reduce some risk by just doing some samples first and then getting your orders. And once you have your orders, you can negotiate with your buyers to see whether they can pay a 20%, a 50% upfront. So you can reduce some of your costs that way. but don't overspend. Be cautious and, yeah, test the market out with a small range. So be enthusiastic about it, but be realistic about it as well.
Do you want to have final say for those who would like to start a fashion design in terms of Melbourne's fashion show is approaching in? If they would like to pursue this path, what should they do?
I think, you know, I would never squash anybody's dream to become anything, whether it be in the fashion industry or anything else, because I think that if you really love what you do, then you will make it a success. My advice to anybody studying in the fashion industry is to be able to network with a lot of other talents so that you can have friends and talents there to support you in your work, because it's a very hard journey and you need a lot of people, you need a lot of talent to make it work. So networking is very good, and also you have to prepare to socialise so that, you know, you connect with the right people, not only for the technical and the business side of the fashion industry, but also the social side. In terms of media, radio talks or magazines, or, you know, working with other people who are bloggers, who have followers. So just to have fun so that you can sustain your journey longer. Because I think once you stop having fun, once you start stressing about the whole thing, that's when I think you won't enjoy it and your journey will be a lot shorter.
Thank you very much for your time that you contribute to SBS Radio Hmong program.
Thank you so much,